I can see a rainbow. See a rainbow. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. I'm Reza.
And I'm Craig.
Hello, Craig.
Hiya, mate.
How's it going?
Pretty good, my friend. What's new? What are we talking about today?
Today, in episode 99, we're going to be very British and talk about the weather.
And a lovely day it is to do that.
Isn't it? Nice day for it.
It's beautiful.
Nice day for it.
Lovely and sunny.
So, you've come to the right place, listeners, if you want to improve your English and take it to the next level. Let us help you grow your grammar, vocalize your vocabulary, and perfect your pronunciation. Craig, shall we start with a little bit of listener feedback before we get down to the weather?
Absolutely. We do have a message from Sergio Casillas, who says, my name's Sergio, and I'm from Spain. I live in Madrid, and I would like to add a word that most of Spanish people pronounce in a wrong way.
We'll stop. Most of? Most Spanish people.
Most Spanish people. Most Spanish people pronounce in a wrong way.
In a wrong way?
A wrong way.
How could we improve that? Most Spanish people pronounce badly.
Badly.
Or incorrectly.
Yep.
What is the word?
The word is blood. B-L-O-O-D. Sergio says, I have to say that at the beginning I pronounced it wrong or badly by saying blood because of the double O, like most Spanish people, except surgeons or murderers, he says. Kind regards, Sergio. Sergio, of course, is referring to a recent episode we did on commonly mispronounced words, and you can find that on episode 94. So inglespodcast.com/94. So yeah, it's blood and other words with double O that have the A sound.
Flood,
inundación, flood.
Sergio, we wish there was a rule, but there isn't. So it's blood and it's flood with double O, but then food with double O is a different sound.
Yeah.
It's oo compared to blood. There's no rule, Sergio. You just have to learn.
But congratulations for noticing. Now, the weather. We've taken some words, some vocabulary to speak about the weather from the vocabulary section of Mansion Inglés, which you can find at mansioninglés.com/vocabulario45. And I'll put a link for that in the show notes. So let's look at some vocabulary connected to weather. And climate. So climate in Spanish is clima, but what's the difference between weather and climate? Is there a difference?
I think there is, although people often wrongly mix the two up. I believe in Spanish something similar happens, actually.
Yes, because it's tiempo, isn't it?
It's tiempo and clima, and they're not the same. The climate is the typical or characteristic weather patterns throughout the year or throughout decades or whatever way you want to measure of an area. That is the climate. Whereas the weather is just for a certain moment. For example, in Britain and Ireland, the weather is very changeable all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So although the climate of Britain means that in July, there are more warm, dry days than in January, there can still be rainy, cold days in July. It's possible. So the climate is to do with more general trends, whereas the weather is just for a given moment. Would you agree?
Yeah. So you'd say, for example, Valencia has a warm climate, because usually it's warm here. It's hot weather.
Yeah, it has a warm climate and a Mediterranean climate.
A Mediterranean climate.
The seasons are typical of the Mediterranean, whereas the British Isles have a typical Atlantic climate. Their climate is the climate wet. Is dictated by the Atlantic Ocean and the movements of the Atlantic Ocean. Other countries have a different type of climate. For example,
Ecuador.
They have an equatorial climate.
Exactly.
And in Moscow, they have a continental climate because it's quite far away from any sea on a big landmass. That the land more than the sea affects it. It's continental. Of course, Spain has different climates. Valencia is Mediterranean, but Madrid isn't. Madrid is more a warm continental climate.
Absolutely. So let's look at some different weather words. Let's start with good weather, because that makes us happier and cheerful, usually. Soleado, sunny. So Valencia often has sunny weather. How do you say hace sol in English?
It's sunny.
Or the sun is shining? It's sunny. It's a sunny day.
The sun is shining. That would be el sol brilla.
Mm-hmm.
So the word it, Craig, you used, is the typical subject in a sentence when you talk about the weather. When you say it's sunny, what is it? Well, we just presume it's the weather. It's sunny. Of course, in Spanish, if I'm not wrong, there's no subject. You just say, hace sol. What, que hace? Hace. It's understood, it's the weather. But in English, you have to have a subject with every verb in a sentence. So it is sunny.
Also with the time, you'd say, it's 6 o'clock. What is it? Well, it is the time. It's 6 o'clock, yeah. It's sunny. It's fine. Fine is bueno. It's fine. It's a fine day.
So sunny, of course, then is an adjective, as are many words in English which end with the letter Y. So sunny comes from the word sun. Sun is a noun, el sol, and sunny is an adjective, soleado. This is a very common pattern for weather expressions, isn't it, Craig? You have the noun and you have the adjective by ending the noun with Y, yes?
Yeah.
Sun, sunny.
Cloud, cloudy, nublado, cloudy.
Wind, windy. What's windy?
Viento, hace viento. It's windy. And if there's a very, very light wind, a very soft wind, you could call it a breeze, a summer breeze.
And then you could use the adjective, it's breezy. Craig, what about some more extreme weather? We've talked about Valencia having a warm climate, but what word describes warmer than warm?
Warmer than warm.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yes, exactly.
So to be hot, you'd say it's hot today.
So for me, it's a bit ambiguous, but for me, by hot, I understand very warm.
Yeah. Although that's subjective,
isn't it? It's subjective, isn't it?
Because what's hot for me is not necessarily hot for someone who's used to living in a hot climate.
That's true. So Valencia has a warm climate, I would say, but I think we could agree that in the Sahara Desert in the summer, it is definitely hot. Warm is not a good enough word. It's hot.
If it's very hot for a long period of time, we could say that it's a heat wave. Heat wave is ola de calor. And if there's a heat wave, sometimes there's a lack, una falta, lack of water, which is drought in English.
Ooh, we could put that in our commonly mispronounced word sections, couldn't we?
The spelling's strange. It's D-R-O-U-G-H-T. Pronunciation, drought.
Along with its opposite, flood.
which we mentioned before. Yep. Flood, yeah.
Craig, two classic words which cause problems for Spanish speakers and other speakers are shade and shadow. Can you explain the difference?
Yeah, often confuse the difference between shade and shadow, and they are quite similar. The difference is shade is protection from the sun. So when the weather is sunny, especially in sunny parts of Spain, you look for parts of the street usually that are in the shade. So you walk in the shade. Protection from the sun, shade from buildings, shade from trees, etc. Shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W, is the shape or form, la forma, the shape or the form made from something that blocks out light. So it's not necessarily the sun, although it could be.
Ah, yes, it could be the shadow caused by something near a light.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you shine a light on something, then there will be a shadow on the ground.
There's an art form, isn't there, with making shadows with your hands and your fingers and creative pictures.
Yes, yeah.
One final word before we move on to bad weather. Despejado in English, bright or clear. So it's not windy, no clouds in the sky. It's a very clear day. It's a lovely day. It's very bright, very clear, which luckily we have quite a number of here in Valencia. Bad weather words. We've mentioned cloud, the noun, and cloudy, the adjective. It's cloudy. Very common, I'm sure you know, rain, lluvia. It's raining. Está lloviendo. It's raining.
Or you could say it's a rainy day, ending with Y as an adjective.
Mm-hmm. If it rains a lot for a short time, you can say it's a downpour or a shower. Do you agree with these translations? Aguacero, chaparrón, yes, chubasco?
I do, yeah.
For downpour?
Yeah. Another useful word is to talk of a spell of something. A spell of rain.
That rainy spell.
A rainy spell. A period or a spell of sun, a spell of cloud, a spell.
Can spell be is like period. Temporada, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if it rains and then the sun comes out, you often get a rainbow, arcoiris, a rainbow.
Craig, can you tell me in order the colours of the rainbow? In order.
Let me try and remember the song. Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. is that right?
It's news to me if there's pink in the rainbow. Oh, okay. I didn't know there was pink.
I probably got the song wrong.
I do recognize that song, but that's not the verse I was thinking of. What is that song?
I can see
a rainbow, see a rainbow. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, that is a famous song, but that's not what I learned the colours by. I'm fairly sure there's no pink in
it. Do you know the order? Do you know the colours?
Yes, only because of a verse I learned. Richard of York gave battle in vain. In vain means he lost. Richard, red, of, orange, York, yellow, gave green, battle, blue, in, indigo.
Indigo.
Vain violet. Yes, indigo is one of the colours of the rainbow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's them in order. That's how I remember
it. That's impressive.
So red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
So Richard of York gave battle in vain.
That's what I learned. Many people learn it that way.
I'll put that in the show notes so you can learn the colours of the rainbow in the correct order. Fresco or fresquito is cool. So it's cool out or it's cool today.
Craig, would you say I'm cool?
Yes.
Do you mean I'm fresquito?
No, you're cool. You're cool because you don't try.
Uh-huh.
Some people try to be cool. Some people like to have a particular image. They spend a lot of time choosing the right clothes, choosing the right image. It's like today. I mean, you haven't shaved. It looks cool. But you haven't shaved because you want to look cool.
Oh, Craig, you wish you hadn't told the listeners. Now I feel dirty. They'll know I haven't shaved.
Well, I haven't shaved either. Yeah. I haven't shaved either.
But don't tell them anymore. For example, don't tell them that I'm sitting here completely naked. Don't tell them that. That would be really embarrassing. So cool can also mean cool in Spanish. Él es muy cool.
That's the reason we don't do video. More than cool is chilly. Chilly. I'm a bit chilly. I feel a bit chilly. Frio. More than chilly, cold. It's very cold. Hace mucho frio. It's very cold.
And Craig, do you think I'm cold?
As a person?
Yeah.
No, I think you're very warm. Warm-hearted.
Thank you. I would say the same for you. So if you say a person's cold, what do you mean by that?
You mean it's difficult to get to know them, they're not approachable, they're not friendly, and you can give someone the cold shoulder, which means you don't speak to them, you ignore them. He's giving me the cold shoulder.
So in English, it's effectively ambiguous without context, if you say, I'm cold, it could mean tengo frío, or it could mean soy frío.
Yeah.
It has both of those translations.
You need the context.
Yeah.
The weather could be dull, as it often is in the UK. D-U-L-L, dull, which is gris in Spanish.
What about when you get kind of like a cloud, but at ground level? What would you call that?
Like first thing in the morning when you wake up, when you get up. That could be a mist, M-I-S-T, a morning mist, or fog, neblina, bruma. Niebla, it's misty is the adjective. It's misty today. It's foggy, double G. It's foggy today.
London used to be famous for its fog, didn't it?
They used
to talk about foggy old London town.
And it used to be famous for its smog, which in the Industrial Revolution, there were lots of factories, lots of smoke and pollution. So the combination of smoke with an S and fog, they put those two words together. And you get the word smog, which is a mixture of fog and smoke.
In any good film or drama series about murders or detective stories in London in the 19th century has to have fog in it, doesn't it?
Especially Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, there's got to be plenty of fog to give it that London 19th century atmosphere, fog or smog.
And if you see films about mountaineering and people climbing mountains, you'll probably see a lot of snow, nieve. Not something we see a lot in Valencia. But if you see snow and the snow's falling to the ground, it's snowing. It's snowing.
Yes, Valencia certainly isn't a snowy place. Unlike Elisa, I dare say Finland is pretty snowy, right?
I'd imagine it is very snowy in Finland and in the north of Spain, in the Pyrenees too.
Hail, Craig.
Hail, Caesar. Hail.
What is hail? So,
hail is a greeting.
Hail, Caesar is ave. Ave, Caesar. Hail, Craig. How are you? But it has another meaning.
In weather terms, hail, H-A-I-L, is when rain freezes. Granizo in Spanish.
And so it falls frozen.
It falls frozen from the sky, yeah.
Hail can be very dangerous.
And painful.
Yep, it can smash windows, break windscreens on cars. It's a very dangerous type of weather.
There have been reports of hail the size of golf balls.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. So if you live in a cold climate and you wake up in the morning and you can't see out of your car, it's probably because on the window there is frost, which I didn't know this word in Spanish. Escarcha, did you know that?
I did know that.
Escarcha.
Escarcha. And the adjective, frosty. It's a frosty day.
Frosty the snowman.
Craig, do you know any frosty people?
Frosty is like cold, isn't it? So
yes.
Frosty people. None come to mind. No, not personally. Do you? Do you know any frosty? Do you have any frosty students?
No, I don't. I don't.
They're all very warm, aren't they? All very friendly. Extreme weather. Tormenta is storm. So storm and the adjective stormy. Stormy weather.
And you can combine it with other words. So you can talk about a rainstorm, a hailstorm, a snowstorm.
And a thunderstorm. Thunder is trueno, thunder. And a common collocation is thunder and lightning. Lightning is relampago.
Can you spell lightning, please, Craig?
L-I-G-H-T-N-I-N-G.
Okay.
Lightning.
So what does lighting mean when we take away that N in the middle? What's lighting?
Lighting is dar luz.
Dar luz or just luz.
Or luz.
Yeah.
Yeah, lighting.
I'm going to buy some lighting for my house. Yeah, so that's lighting. Not to be confused with relampago lightning.
And strangely, thunder and lightning is always in that order. If you have a storm, a thunderstorm, there's thunder, the noise, and lightning, the rayos. So you don't say lightning and thunder very often. It's thunder and lightning.
Yes, that's just the fixed order of the collocation, which is totally illogical because everybody knows you see the light before you hear the thunder. But that's English.
It's very common, isn't it? Black and white, nice and easy.
But black and white, nice and easy, so what? It's just a choice. But thunder and lightning is totally illogical because
the lightning comes first.
The lightning must come first,
that's
but we
true.
Say the word thunder first.
Yeah. Do you ever count the seconds between the lightning and the thunder to see how far it is away?
Yes, they say that every second's about a mile or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I often do that. So some climates are damp. D-A-M-P. Húmedo.
Like Britain or Ireland.
Yeah, they have damp climates, which shouldn't be confused with humid.
Yes.
Humidity. Humidity is humidad. So a humid climate would be an equatorial climate, for example, some equatorial jungles or countries that have a lot of moisture in the air.
So what's the difference? If damp is húmedo and humid is húmedo, what's the difference?
Well, if it's damp, it rains a lot. I remember traveling around Ireland and it was August, but there was constant fine rain, yes. Just very, very fine rain that you think, oh, it's not raining. I won't get wet. So out of the car and in 5 minutes, I was completely wet because it's a very damp climate.
Yeah. Also, I think we associate the word damp and dampness more with cold or cool humid places, whereas humidity is more connected with warm humid places, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you are in a damp climate, it goes inside your body sometimes, especially if you don't have the right clothes, so your bones feel damp. Don't forget that temperature in English is measured in degrees. So we'd say it's 22 degrees or 22 degrees C, Celsius. And if it's really, really cold, if it's freezing, then you could say below zero. So 2 degrees below zero or 3 below zero.
I presume you're talking again in centigrade or Celsius, see. In American English, they prefer to use the letter F, Fahrenheit.
In the UK too, don't they?
Bit of a mixture. I would say. Mm-hmm. But in America, definitely Fahrenheit. So in America, you'll hear them say, today it's in the 90s. Don't be alarmed. That's not centigrade because you would already be dead. That's Fahrenheit.
Before we continue with the podcast, we'd like to talk about something we like. Italki. What's Italki, Reza?
Italki is a place online where you can find, hopefully, the perfect teacher for you.
The perfect teacher.
How does it work, Craig?
Well, you go to Italki and choose a native speaking teacher from the country that you prefer, from the US, from the UK, from Australia. And the thing I like about Italki, and both of us have tried Italki services, and we like it very much. It's convenient and it's affordable. You study when you want to learn at home, and because it's not a language school, there's no middleman, which means you pay the teacher directly, and it's often a lot cheaper than studying at a language school. So if you're looking for a human connection, if you're looking to study with a personal one-to-one teacher online, Italki are offering 100 free Italki credits, which is about a free lesson, more or less, to each paying student that registers through us. So if you'd like more information, go to inglespodcast.com/Italki. And Reza and I would like to say thank you to Italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Craig, what about a few more adjectives to describe weather, to describe particularly extreme weather? For example, if I were to say to you that sometimes in Valencia in the summer, you can feel boiling. What does that mean?
Boiling hot. That's very, very, very hot. I know in July and August when I go outside in Valencia, I'm boiling.
You're boiling or you're baking, roasting.
I'm roasting, yeah.
Sweltering. All of those words describe a feeling of extreme heat. What about the other extreme? For example, I wouldn't be surprised if Elisa in Finland in the winter is often freezing.
Freezing or freezing cold. Yeah.
Very, very cold. She's freezing.
To freeze is congelar, so freezing. The weather's freezing.
when it's in Finland. Really, really chilly. Really chilly. Ice cold.
What's the weather like today, Reza?
Well, Craig, it's mostly clear, although I see a few clouds. It's mild. Mild means not extreme. It's about 17, 18 degrees at the moment. I imagine it's going to get a bit warmer. There's a gentle breeze. It's a very pleasant day. Would you agree?
It's lovely for this time of year. We had bad weather a few days ago. It was wet. It was cloudy, dull. Overcast, we haven't mentioned. Overcast, which is grey and pretty much how the UK is most of the time. Yeah.
Well, there's like a blanket of cloud. We talk about a blanket of cloud. If you can imagine, not just one cloud, but the whole sky is like a big blanket of cloud. You can't see the sun at all. Yes, in Britain and Ireland and probably in Finland too, there are days on end where you don't see the sun. It can be 2, 3, 4 days and you cannot see the sun because it's behind a blanket of cloud. It's so overcast.
Very overcast, yeah. So we had that weather for a few days here, but now it's cleared and it's lovely. It's very common for English people, British people to speak about the weather, possibly because it's so changeable. It yes. changes from 1 hour or 1 second to the next sometimes. You can wake up in the morning, it's really sunny and clear, and in the afternoon, it's pouring with rain. And also, perhaps, I don't know if you agree, it's a neutral subject. And because British people can be quite reserved, it's a subject that's very neutral and it's quite an easy subject to start speaking about. So if you'd like to open a conversation and start speaking with an English speaker, talk about the weather with expressions such as, nice day, isn't it? What a lovely day.
One of the great things about talking about the weather is you can't possibly offend anyone because who could be offended by the weather? So if you're a bit nervous, if you're afraid you might put your foot in it, meter la pata. If you talk about the weather, you can't go wrong. For example, imagine you get into a lift, an elevator, as the Americans would say, and you feel you need to talk to someone who's maybe looking at you in a pleasant way. Start with the weather. Say, oh, it's a bit cold today, isn't it? Or, oh, I'm glad that wind's gone, or something like that. Or, do you think the sun will come out this afternoon? Something silly like that. Then you don't feel awkward. You don't feel uncomfortable because you've got something to talk about. And it's something that you automatically know about. If you have a window and you can see outside, you don't even need to leave your house and you know what the weather is. So there's something to talk about.
And it's sometimes quite difficult, especially if it's someone, a stranger that you've never spoken to before. Sometimes it's difficult to start a conversation and you often think, oh, I won't say anything. I won't bother. But almost always, if you start a conversation about something like the weather, the person you're speaking to is very happy that you're speaking to them and they're happy to speak to you. So try it. Try it. If you come into contact with an English speaker, just start with something about the weather and try to start the conversation. And I'm sure they'll be happy to speak with you and you'll be practicing your English.
Craig, do you follow weather forecasts?
Not as a rule, not regularly. If I'm going somewhere and it's important, I'll check the weather. I usually check with an app on my mobile phone. Sometimes it's wrong. So when it's wrong, I wonder why I bother to check. Do you keep track of the weather on the news or the radio?
I must admit, I do most days, not every day, just look at it once, very briefly.
In the morning,
so I can get an idea of what kind of temperature to expect. Mm-hmm. I don't really pay that much attention to whether it's going to rain or not, according to the weather forecast. But for temperature, yes. Because in many places, particularly Britain and Ireland, they don't really know if it's going to rain or not.
They're not reliable, are they?
They're not reliable. No son fiables. They're not reliable.
Forecast, the weather forecast is predicción, prognóstico. So the weather forecast. What's the weather forecast for tomorrow? Do you know?
I think it's more of the same.
So more sun, more clear skies.
Yeah. A nice warm, but not very hot temperature. Mm-hmm. Craig, have you ever been caught up? Have you ever been stuck in a very extreme weather system? For example, in a tornado or a hurricane?
No.
Or a tsunami?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, thank goodness, I haven't.
I've flown in bad weather, which makes me nervous when the plane is being blown by the wind or there's... I remember when I was very young, I was flying with my parents to Spain, I think, and we were flying in a thunderstorm and lightning hit the wing of the aeroplane. Wow. And I was sitting next to the wing. Ooh. And I saw the lightning bounce off of the wing.
Oh, wow.
And I was really, really scared. Of course, because the plane isn't grounded, it's not dangerous. There's nothing to ground it, so you're not going to get electrocuted. But it did worry me as a kid, as a child. I remember thinking, oh, we're going to crash.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds really, really scary.
But I haven't seen any hurricanes, any severe weather, any tornadoes or monsoons.
Yeah. Craig, do you happen to know the difference between a hurricane and a typhoon?
Isn't it the part of the world that it happens in? For example, if it's around India, it's a typhoon. Is that right?
That's right. Huh. If it's to the east, if it's India, China, Vietnam, Philippines, etc., it's called a typhoon.
Typhoon.
If it's in the Atlantic, America, Cuba, or Europe, it's a hurricane, but it's exactly the same thing. It just depends where it happens.
Well, that's all we've got time for. We'd like to hear from you to tell us about the weather. If you're having nice weather or bad weather, or practice the vocabulary and send us a voice message. Before we go, we'd like to thank our patrons who are Mamin, Juan, Daniel, Lara, Armando, Sara, Miguel, and Corey from the IVMV podcast. Thanks to all of you who are patrons of the show. And we only have one more show before our 100th episode, which will be next week. So if you haven't already, please send us your wins, your positive stories of how the English language has helped you. So start by saying because of my English, and then tell us a way in which English has been a positive influence in your life. Send us a voice message at speakpipe.com. That's speakpipe.com/Inglés podcast. And we're giving away an Inglés podcast t-shirt to the best story we receive. So you have one more week. Please send us your stories. Or you can contact us by email with a comment or question to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com.
Or to me, Reza, that's BelfastReza@gmail.com.
And before we go, we'd just like to say how sad we were to hear of the death of one of our favourite comedians, Ronnie Corbett, who unfortunately died on the 31st of March, a while ago. But you may have noticed at the end of some of our podcasts, we say, and it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
And that was a very famous, for years and years and years, a comedy duo, Ronnie Corbett and Ronnie Barker, did this on their show. And that's where this comes from. And I'll put a couple of YouTube videos in the show notes to this episode at inglespodcast.com/99 for you to see these two comedians. They were extremely, extremely funny, yes, weren't they?
Ronnie Corbett and Ronnie Barker, the two Ronnies. Go to YouTube, the two Ronnies, or follow our link, and you'll see what wonderful, funny things they do with the English language, all the jokes.
Yeah, so rest in peace. Until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.